Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club Incorporated. Just a reminder to all members and friends of the club that the club's annual general meeting will be held on the third Monday of June 2014. That is the 16th of June, commencing at 7:30 p.m. Nominations are still open for several club positions for the next 12 months, and all members are encouraged to nominate and become involved in the success of our club. Therefore, next Monday night, the 9th of June, is a normal monthly meeting night. And there will be no technical talk this month. However, the next technical talk will be by Kevin, VK4UH, in July, and that will be about commercial broadcast equipment. Now, as members know, John, VK4BZ, has been cooking a tasty sausage sizzle before each monthly meeting night. But in his spare time, John's been involved in setting up of the club's 10-metre beacon. After substantial time of testing, the beacon is now ready to go, and all is waiting for now is the frequency allocation before it will be on the air. As soon as the frequency is known and the repeater is on the air, we'll let you know by listening to Q News. Now, don't forget, members who wish to pre-order their sausage sizzle on the way to the club, well, just place your order via the club's repeater. Now, it was good to hear a number of club members, including Ray, VK4UG, and David, VK4ACE, who are usually on the Friday night Sunshine Coast 6-metre FM repeater, with some 15 stations on the air last Friday night. The repeater signal booms into the Redcliffe area and makes listening and working 6 metres worthwhile in the winter months. Whilst talking 6 metres, former club member Phil, VK5RM, was saying today that the Winter DX appears to have commenced for the southern states, with contacts from VK3 and VK7 to ZL in the last 3 days. Well, that's it for this week, 7-3 for now. It's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox for the Redcliffe and District Radio Club.
Hi, this is Tim, VK4VI, relaying the news from Burpengary East on 1.843 MHz.
I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. In the last 2 weeks, we have heard news from the WIA and now our British colleagues, and the story is looking grim. To introduce more people to amateur radio, foundation licences were introduced in both countries. Numbers of people joining amateur radio went up, and now they're either static or falling. Since the introduction of the foundation grade, there have been a major development in consumer technology. The process of convergence in technology has given us the smartphone and the tablet and variants of both. The pocket computer is a reality, and its capacity to integrate a whole range of features from messages in text to displaying video of events or entertainment as they happen is phenomenal. All we need is the infrastructure we call the internet. Once again, we have to ask, is amateur radio just for old fossils preserving the shades of bygone glory? Once again, we must cast our minds to finding reasons for people to join us in a pursuit which advances technology and salutes its past. Once again, we must think of points of difference from the consumer technology and the hobby and industry of radio. And are we up to the challenge? The WIA has started a process of investigation by conducting a survey of membership this year. Hopefully, in getting to know the fraternity better, we will be able to see the wider community better. There is the hope that the Institute will be able to negotiate increased privileges for Foundation licensees in upcoming meetings with the ACMA. In living memory, amateur radio has grown from the CB boom last century, as well as the home computers that have expanded the things we do in this hobby. In this century, do we accept that the mobile computer has created the perfect storm for us? Or do we prepare and adapt, as we have done before? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.